Good morning, Carolina.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast.
This is actually a special podcast because we're remembering 9/11 today. Today is 20 years.
I feel weird starting with our music. It sounds so upbeat. Let's see. Oh, no, it's okay.
Okay, that's okay. Our theme song. We got to start with that, right? We're going to do it. Okay. Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
So it's Saturday, 9/11, and there are ceremonies, there are commemorations everywhere.
Everywhere, of course.
Jeff, every channel has ceremonies. Yeah. You have the movies, United 93, you have Flight 93 everywhere.
I know, they're actually showing those movies today on the cable channels.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been, my mic is off while you're sneezing.
Your mic is on.
Yes, no, it's not. Now it's on.
No, okay. Mine's off.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Anyway, so it's a somber day. And Jeff, even though time has gone by, I got to tell you, I had tears this morning.
Oh, of course. I did too. I was watching that stuff.
Not easy watching it, you know that?
And you know what's funny? They had a guy on whose father, I believe he worked at the World Trade Center. I don't think he was first responder. His name was Ronald Fazio Sr.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. But I just saw him on Fox News, and he was telling a story. I remember reading about this guy.
Yeah.
He held the door open for other people to get out of the World Trade Center.
Wow.
And then he went back in and didn't get out.
Oh.
So his kid is there today.
Oh, yeah.
And the father loved Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They leave Reese's Peanut Butter Cups on the memorial every year.
Oh, my God.
He was telling a whole story about how his daughter's name is Reese.
Oh, my God.
Named his daughter Reese.
Heartbreaking.
But he was very... It's intense to look. We didn't lose anybody, me and you personally.
No, but
so we don't know what it's like. But
I know people who lost people,
right? And people, but everybody's different, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, just like the world.
But I think Jeff, I think everybody knows someone that knows someone that was part of 9/11,
sure,
right? Whether it be the flights or you know,
right.
Our heroes, our firefighters, our policemen.
Oh, yeah.
Et cetera, you know?
Yeah, look, nearly 2,900 people died in New York. I think it was 30 on the flight, or 40 on the flight in Shanksville, and a couple hundred at the Pentagon, like 300 at the Pentagon.
And watching that United 93 movie, it's so
heartbreaking.
Because, Jeff, they fought so hard to get out of there.
I know, of course.
Oh, my God. Oh,
well, you know what they say? They made it so that the planes didn't reach the Capitol.
Exactly.
Because Congress was in full session. Everybody was there.
I know.
So it could have wiped out everybody.
Yeah, more. But they also said, Jeff, which is a little strange to me, maybe I'm not shocked by this, but they said now, 20 years later, people are dying more of the after effects of cancer.
More people have died. They say more people have died from the cancer than died in the initial attack at this point. But the initial attack is horrendous to think about.
It's just as much as the after effect is horrible,
and it is horrible. Man, when you think of the initial attack, and you just think of that morning
oh my God.
All the confusion of planes flying through. It's a little Cessna that flew. Remember,
they first thought
it was a little
but
plane.
But you know what, Jeff? Let's tell our stories like after the show, after we're done with our interviews. Right now, I want to get on Tony Sanchez.
Oh, you do?
I got to tell you, I don't recollect if Tony was part of our group then or he had left. I just don't know because it's like a blank to me right now because, Jeff, I was petrified. I was scared.
I remember you were in the city.
Yeah, I remember that. I was in a city. I was on the radio with Luis Jimenez, but I don't remember like who was there in the room. It's like I blanked out.
I have bad news. We have to use your phone because my phone connector. I didn't go to the Apple Store.
Oh, that's great.
My phone charger. No, the new phone doesn't have a headphone jack. And it's the same jack. So.
Okay, here you go.
Sorry. All right. My phone.
Okay, let's go.
Hey,
with
Apple, send me a free phone.
Yeah, Apple. We're doing a podcast for iHeartRadio, so give us a new phone.
Your phone works.
We're getting Tony Sanchez on right now, and
that's our first stop, by the way, the Apple Store.
Yeah, let's get Tony Sanchez, and let's see, because his memory is impeccable. I got to say, my memory. I think I must.
For those who don't know, Tony Sanchez worked with Caroline on the radio. I'm just saying, there might be someone tuning in like, who's Tony Sanchez?
Who doesn't know Tony? Who does not know Tony?
I don't know.
He's on the X's now in the afternoon.
Okay.
So, anyway.
There might be some white people listening to this show. They're like, who is this Tony Sanchez? Oh, that's my Spanish voice.
Oh, stop. Anyway.
Who's this Tony Sanchez guy? Did your phone come up
with
your name?
Okay, calling. Hello? Hello?
What's that?
Hello?
Tony, it's Carolina and Jeff. You're live on the air. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
How you doing?
We're doing good, but we're doing a special show. This is 9/11, so estamos recordando qué pasó ese día. Tony, I have to tell you, I don't remember a lot. I like blanked out because it was a day that we were scared that what was going on was the world under attack. But I have to ask you, please don't get mad at me. Were you part of our show then, or had you left?
Of course, of
Okay,
course.
okay,
Listen to
there you
this.
go.
Can you imagine? She's forgetting you, Tony
Tony,
Sanchez.
Tony, do you know how scared I was? I was like shaking. I was estaba temblando. I just remember talking to Luis the whole time. I just remember
Oh,
that.
oh my God, Carolina. First of all, Jeff, how are you? Long time I'm here for
I
you.
know. Good, good. You can hear me on the radio every evening now. Don't worry. I'm still on the air between midnight and
Oh
five.
my God, okay.
Yeah, I'm all right, though.
Have you been
Tony, I live with this one. How do you think I am? I'm okay, you know? I'm all right. I'm getting
I
by.
know, I know, I know.
Okay.
I know what you go through every day.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
20
Thank you.
years next year. 20-year anniversary next year.
Wow.
Oh my God, man. You are a saint. You're
Oh,
a saint.
you know
Thank you.
what? Tony,
Thank you.
hablando contigo, it's bringing back memories because Tony was
Of
on the
course.
phone. Tony, didn't Papi Chulo's girlfriend or wife at the time call in that she had seen something?
Yeah,
Okay.
basically, at that day, I think we were one of the first media to start broadcasting about this
Exactly.
incident because we had Papi Chulo was working with us, and his girlfriend at the time was working near the area of the Twin Towers. So, in the middle of the show that morning, Papi Chulo pulled me aside and he said, "Oh, my girlfriend, she just called me. Un avión le dio a los mellizos, a los Twin Towers." "Are you kidding?" "No, no, no, for real, for real." I got her
Really?
on the phone. So I spoke to her. And then when I confirmed with her what she was seeing through the window, then I spoke to Lewis. I explained to Lewis and he said, "Okay, let's go on the air," because he was somebody that we
We
trust.
trusted, yeah,
We
we trusted,
trusted,
yeah.
yeah. Wow.
So we went on the air with the information. We put her on through the hotline. But at the time, nobody knew that it was a commercial plane,
Yeah.
and neither no one even thought that it was an attack. Everybody was under the impression that it was a small plane, that had an accident into the
Exactly,
tower.
exactly. Oh my God, though, you have such a great memory. Now I'm remembering everything. But I remember, I'm like, guys, this is no. We thought it was un caíste, a
No,
joke.
I remember that what he was just saying. I do remember you telling me that
Yeah.
you guys were on with it very, very early. About
Yeah. No one else had it because even remember the TV, no one had it yet.
right.
And then she told, "Hey, I just saw something."
And a lot of people saw it because you hear these accounts on the radio, the news stations about how people saw what happened and they didn't know what had exactly had flown into the
Yeah.
tower.
So, Johnny, what happened after that? I mean, so did we turn the TV on or what happened?
We continue with her, and then as we were with her on the air, a lot of callers started coming in. Callers from different points like Brooklyn, from Hoboken, New Jersey,
She's from
that area.
Jersey.
They were saying that they were seeing the smoke,
Wow.
and many people say, "No, well, we saw the plane, but it was a bigger plane. It was a bigger plane." And then that's when the second plane hit the other tower.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
That's
Oh.
when it was official. Then everybody knew that we were under attack. But that was a day. It was a day, an unforgettable day. I remember that day. I don't know, Carolina, how long you stayed at the station, but we have to stay there like till 9 p.m.
I
that
was
day.
there. Yeah, I was saying, you don't remember either. I was doing traffic reports, letting people know what was going on till 9 o'clock at night. You don't remember that, Tony?
Nobody
We were
remembers your
there the whole
traffic
day
report.
that day.
But we stayed there. But Tony, what happened to you after that? Because I remember Luis and Epi went to our friend Casper's house. They walked to their apartment in Brooklyn or
Oh,
Uptown.
that's right.
Was it Uptown, I think?
They were at the Bronx, and
Oh,
we
Bronx.
I went to my house with Ruben. Ruben, you remember Ruben?
Of course, Ruben. Of course, you know Ruben.
Ruben was driving a PT Cruiser back then, and he used to live at the Bronx. And me and Francis Mendez, we used to live in Washington Heights. I was at 193rd and Broadway, and Francis was at 190 and San Nicolas.
So, right there.
So Ruben dropped me off first,
wow.
And then dropped Francis. It was around 9:30 or 10 p.m. that night.
Wow, so you were there at the you were at the station all day long, right?
We were, yeah, all because we didn't
all day long. We
didn't know what was
all
going
day
on.
Long.
Broadcasting.
I remember people. The subways weren't running. Nothing was running. People. I remember these images of people walking over the Brooklyn Bridge. Like the whole world. The world ended. I mean, for that. You know,
but
Donnie, normalcy ended
after the show. I remember it was my sister and I because my sister walked. She walked. She worked across the street with the Howard Stern Building. At La Misora, she was crying. And then we walked at 10 o'clock at night because Metro traffic has got us rooms at a hotel by Times Square. Donnie, we went to the bar. Eso estaba lleno, packed, but it was so silent.
Oh,
people were
God.
Drinking. People were hugging. People were crying. Looking at the TV. And Donnie, it was like you didn't see one single car. Nothing.
Yeah, tragic. Yeah. Yeah, tragedy has a way of bringing us together too, right? Everybody was one right after
that,
right?
God.
Remember that?
Yeah, everybody
of
was
course,
united.
Of course, because
remember
that day, a lot of people just walked back home.
Yeah,
literally miles and miles. I mean, they went from Manhattan, they went to Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens.
That's true.
Just walking all together. There was no train. Buses were running limited. It was a chaos.
Remember that
it was.
Day?
Oh, my God.
A question. Can I ask you something personal? Did you cry?
Of course I did. I cried because, you know when I cried because Louis sent us there. He said, you got to go there, you and Ruben, and try to see.
Where? That's World Trade Center?
We were on the way down.
Oh, my God.
When the second plane hit. Then Louis sent us there. So we went to Broadway. I remember that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
How far downtown did you get?
I know. How far did you get?
We couldn't get to 42nd.
Yeah, it was shut down. It was
before
shut down.
42nd,
was
everybody was coming up. And we couldn't advance. We have to call from a telephone, from a public phone. I remember I called the station.
Wow.
And we gave a report because we stopped at a area where there was an entrance to the subway. And there are a lot of people coming out. And the police and sirens everywhere. So I called from there. I called the show. And Louis put me on the air. So I gave that report. And I say, unfortunately, we cannot continue.
Oh,
everybody's coming up. Everybody's running. It's coming up. So we got to go back. And he said, okay, return. Come to the station.
Wow.
And we come back, me and Ruben.
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember that. God.
You're lucky, right?
Thank God you guys didn't get through. Thank God. You know that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God. But, Donnie, can I ask you something, too? Do you know somebody that was at the World Trade Center, or do you know someone that knows someone that died?
You know, there was a family that it was not known by me, but it was known by my wife's uncle in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife used to work over there at the tower.
Oh,
and yeah, she passed over there. She was one of the victims.
Wow.
And there was a friend, you know, like El Boricua de New York.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
His brother-in-law died over there too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there were people around, but not relatives, like close. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was just,
Donnie, but let's tell you, man, it's an unforgettable day. Hoy día estamos recordando ese día, and I still remember like it was yesterday. And I still get hoy día viendo televisión, man. I was crying.
She remembers. She remembers everything except whether you were part of the radio station.
Oh my
God. Yeah.
Donnie, I'm so sorry, Donnie.
I think she forgets.
Carolina.
But Tony, listen, she had to remember you were part of it because I can honestly tell you this. You were the first person she said, I want to get Tony Sanchez on tomorrow to talk about because he was with us at the station. Then this morning she says, I forget if he was actually with us at the station or not.
Yeah, and then she knows that I was there. And then the first question when you guys had me on the air, were you there with us that day?
Nice.
Of course
nice.
I was.
Oh, my God. Man.
Oh, my God, Tony, I'm so sorry. And let me tell you something. So we were my car was stuck at the parking lot. I got my car out, I think, 4 or 5 days later. It was like $2,000.
$2,000?
Yeah, because I parked overnight and it added up. But thank God Luis was there because he said, here, take my car. And I'm like, thank God.
What, did you give the guy a doobie? Thanks, man.
Tony, thank you so much for coming on. Mira, Tony, where can people hear you? You're on La X, ¿con quién?
Yeah, I'm on La X, that's Univision Radio, and mm-hmm. I'm there now from Monday to Friday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
with Coco.
Mm-hmm.
Coco and this girl, Diosa, and yeah, we're there, okay. Rocking.
Okay, and you guys need a traffic reporter, right, Tony? Of course you do, right?
Of course. And I always say it on the air. Mm. That you are the best traffic reporter ever in New York City.
Gracias,
the best reporter and the best voice.
Except when I'm on, right? Then I do better traffic reports. You know?
Hey, yeah. Jeff, don't you get jealous, because sometimes I'm driving late at night and I listen to you on 10-10 Wins.
See that?
Of course, of
Thank
course.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Yes. Thank you.
Tony,
but she's better. I get it.
Tony, we love you, okay? Thank you so much for coming on. Y cuídate y abrazo a la familia, okay?
Yeah, hope everything's well
Thank
with you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Jeff, nice hearing you.
Same here. Talk to you soon, Tony. All right, take care, brother.
All right, un abrazo.
Right. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Wow, man.
He knows so many details. You know me, Jeff. I'm not good for details. I'm like, oh, my God. So go to my text and look for Johnny Familari's number. He just texted me. He's ready.
Yeah. It's not recognizing me in my face.
Oh, here. Phone. Yeah, hang on a second. Let me get my...
Apple schmapple.
You don't know my password? No, hold on. Even I don't know. Hold on.
I do. I keep forgetting to bring the fan down here.
Hold
like
on
the
one
little
second.
Jeff,
how Johnny knows... Oh, hold on. This is the number. Hold on. Let me get it for you. Yeah, keep talking.
Okay. I was working at WLIR at the time, which was a new wave radio station, new wave and dance music. And you know what the big deal was back then? They banned songs. You remember that?
They did?
There was a memo that went out to radio stations like nationwide from different companies put out different memos. You couldn't play certain songs because after 9/11... there was a song called Jumper by Third Eye Blind, which we used to play all the time. But any song that evoked an image of someone dying was a no-go.
Okay, Jeff, you know what? Let me Jackson, please wait. Hold on. Jeff's...
we're going to pause this. Someone's at the door. Hold on. That was just a landscaper, Carolina. Sorry. We never edit this podcast. There's no editing here,
okay? There's no editing this podcast, guys.
We're not amateurs here.
Our doorbell rang.
Although some people might think we are amateurs. The doorbell rang. That's Will, our landscaper.
Okay.
We're not highfalutin rich people. I can't cut my lawn because of my arms. And I have a great... I love my lawnmower.
I know. You used to do all the time. Anyway, let's move on.
Yes.
So next on the show, we have Johnny Familari. And Jeff, I got to tell you, I don't remember if he was...
This is the best part of the show. We're trying to do a serious remembrance of 9/11, which,
so
of course,
sorry,
is the
guys.
Most solemn day of the last 100 years or something in this country.
Yeah.
Or not, you know. And Carolina, we have to add a little levity to it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I saw that guy. The point of my story before with the guy on television, by the way, mm-hmm. was the fact that he was remembering his father and laughing about it 20 years later.
Yeah.
And there's some people that won't laugh at all. You know, obviously, obvious reasons, you know, can't have that kind of attitude about him. He has no anger, he said.
But I think a lot of people, I don't want to say moved on. That's not the right word. But it is a long time. But they're also remembering the memories, all right?
Because
a lifetime of memories they had that with that loved one.
Yes.
Anyway, let's get Johnny Familari on, all right?
All right, life. Life goes on. That's the bottom line, right?
Yeah, and you have to have those good memories of your past,
of course.
Your loved ones, right?
Of course.
Okay, let's get Johnny Familari on.
Hold on.
Okay.
I wish I didn't have caller ID so I could prank call people.
Ask.
I miss the days.
Ask him if we remember.
Okay.
Come on, Johnny. You told me to call you.
Everybody fell back to sleep.
Hello.
Hey, Johnny. It's Carolina and Jeff. You're on the podcast.
What's
How
up?
Are you?
Hello.
Johnny,
Hello.
You're on the podcast. Can you hear us?
Carol.
It's Carolina and Jeff. Where are you?
Carol.
Yes?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
No, he can't hear us.
Oh, wow.
We'll call him back. So let's try him back one more time.
Yeah, let's try it again.
See what happened.
It's not us, is it? It can't be us. We just had Johnny on.
No, we had Tony.
I mean, oh my God.
Busy? When's the last time I heard a busy signal?
I know.
Is that a home phone?
No, that's a cell number.
Who has a busy signal? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to 1986.
Oh my God.
Busy Hold signal? On. What the heck?
Yeah, let him call back.
Oh, there we go. Wow.
Hello?
Hey.
Johnny, can you hear us now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. We can hear you.
Is this your home phone?
Hold on. Let me see where I can't hear you in my headphone. Give me a sec.
Okay. Oh, he's got the whole setup there.
Oh,
he's a DJ. You know, Johnny Fulmer is a disc jockey.
He's Johnny Fulmer. Look, look, comenzó todo, right?
I know. He's a Hispanic that causes panic everywhere.
Remember that?
Yeah, you know?
I love that phrase.
I know. The phrase that pays. The Hispanic that causes panic. I think he hung up on
it. Okay, here I... Here I am, buddy.
Here I am, Johnny Famolari.
You're the Hispanic that causes panic, right?
El asesino latino.
Exactly.
El loco que te lo toca todo un poco. The king of swing.
El que lo comenzó todo, right?
Of Carolina's podcast is where I'm doing my thing. That's right. It's me, Johnny Famolari.
You know, you are so famous that Carolina has this great recollection of you on 9/11 at the...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait. Do you remember him, Carolina, being there?
Johnny, I am so embarrassed, okay? I'm embarrassed. I think maybe because of the shock of 9/11 that day. Were you at the studio with us?
No, as a matter of fact, I was in Boston.
Oh, okay. Oh, my
okay.
God.
There you go.
Okay, okay, good. Because I was like, I think Johnny was, I don't remember.
You were in Boston. You could have stopped the hijackers.
Yeah. What's crazy is, this is a true story.
Yeah.
I'm working in Boston. I'm programming the station. And that Thursday, okay, because remember, this happened on a Tuesday, that day were the Billboard Awards in Los Angeles. So the Friday before, about a week before, I get 4 tickets to go to the Billboard Awards that were given to me by Universal.
Uh-huh.
2 to give out on air and 2 for myself. That we're going to give everything paid for 3 days. Okay? All expenses. I think it was three nights and 4 days, something like that. Some type of...
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready to leave for Boston because I used to come back every weekend to New York. So I'm walking out the door of the station, and all of a sudden the secretary calls me back. She says, "Listen, Johnny, we have Anthony Ramirez." I know that you know Anthony, Carolina.
Yeah, of course.
Carolina.
Promoter.
Yeah, she tells me, Anthony Ramirez is on the phone right now. He has to speak to you. It's an emergency. So I said, okay, you know what? No problem. We had given away, instead of me going on the vacation, I decided to give away tickets on air to 4 listeners.
Uh-huh.
You know, this way we can, you know, help out the people. So anyway, you know, I want to stay home for that week. So I come back in. I was getting ready to go out the door. I come back in, and I get on the phone with Anthony. Anthony says, "Listen, Johnny, I have a problem. I wasn't able to get the hotels for Tuesday night. So can you please call the 4 winners or call your winners and let them know that we're going to switch it for Wednesday, okay?
9/12.
And exactly, and then we're going to keep it on Friday night, or Saturday morning, we'll fly them back because we couldn't get the hotel." I said, "But damn, Anthony, I'm on my way out the door. I have to catch the shuttle flights back to New York." I said, I'm out of here." He goes, "Please, please, please." I said, "You know what?
Oh my gosh.
Not a problem." So I ended up calling the winners. We switched the flights and everything, and they got so lucky that I stayed to take that call, because that flight was the one that left Logan and went into the second tower. Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
I did not know that, Johnny. Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Man.
Them people have no idea how close they came to losing their life.
Oh,
it wasn't that
gosh.
I said, "You know what? Let me just take this call." I was out. I'm telling you, I was physically out the door.
Wow.
Yep.
Man.
So man. Oh my gosh.
You're speechless, doesn't it? When you hear these stories.
I just got the shivers, man.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, listen, Norty used to work in the World Trade Center. He didn't go to work that day. Remember, Norty did the sound for all of the conventions and stuff that was done. He doesn't go to work. His guy who, you know, got him the job, a good friend of ours, goes to work, and, you know, unfortunately, he perished in the building.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there were guys who were in the tower working up in the, working at the, I mean, there was a guy working on the antenna, remember that?
Yeah, like I was telling Jeff before, Johnny, I think everybody knows someone that maybe perished or knows someone that knows someone, you know?
Exactly. And
wow.
The thing is, that's a day in time that everyone's going to remember where they were.
Of course,
No matter what, that's one of those days.
Wow.
And listen, I can't even tell you where I was the day my kids were born, but I can tell you where I was on September 11th.
Oh, of course. It's what...
maybe there's some kids you don't even know about that were, you know, that were born,
Jeff,
mostly.
Jeff, please watch out with that, okay? All right, I've already...
Look at his eyes, everybody.
I've had a few scares already, please.
That's funny. That's what happens when I go upstate. I look around, like, I see a kid who looks like me near where I went to college. I'm like,
great,
wait a second.
Great, Jeff.
Look at that.
Anyway, Johnny, just thank you so much for coming on. I'm just getting a couple people and ask them where they were that day. Do they remember what was going on? But wow,
what drove me bananas was, remember, my family was in New York.
Yeah.
So I watched the whole thing on TV. We were transmitting, you know, as far as we had the news station in New York. So we were simulcasting everything that was going on in New York, you know, through Boston. And I watched that whole thing happen. And I can't, as a father, I just wanted to come home. I wanted to come home and protect my children.
Of course.
And that was one of the main reasons that we ended up leaving Boston and coming back to New York. It killed me. I ended up driving back because there was no more flights.
Right.
So I drove back, I think it was that Thursday, and it was hard for me to have to keep going back and forth because I was so scared that something, God forbid, would happen to my children and I wasn't there.
Wow.
And you know what hurts me a little bit? I don't know if you guys heard this. I saw a study where 86% of New Yorkers, okay, and this hurt me a little bit,
mm-hmm.
86% of the New Yorkers don't want them to have to do the whole memorial, read the names.
I've heard that's horrible. That's horrible.
This is
part of history.
Hey, it doesn't affect you. So why should you be mad that they read the names? Why should it bother anybody?
Yeah. Somebody was
saying is you don't see them reading the names of the people that died in Pearl Harbor and stuff like that. I'm like, come on, guys. You know, us as New Yorkers that are here.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor was 80 years ago. There aren't very many survivors. It's a very different, it's a totally different thing.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
this is still fresh.
It's still very fresh. I mean, this is going to go on for a while. I mean, you see these kids who were born 4 months after their father died, eight months after their father died. And you know, did you see how many are in the fire department? How many kids went and joined the fire department?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Like,
there's
my son, remember, my son is a fireman, a firefighter for the New York Fire Department. He's downtown right now.
Wow.
You know, with them and for me, you know, it's the only good thing that I see that came out of 9/11 was the more respect that we have for the firefighters.
Oh yeah, of course. There.
Because if anyone puts their lives on the line, it's them.
It's
on
the
a
cops.
Regular basis.
It's the cops and the firefighters.
Yeah,
definitely
the firemen and police also.
Yeah.
You know, and even the correction officers.
Yeah, of course.
And some of the garbage men, have you seen some of the garbage is toxic that they have to pick up out there?
That's very true.
That's so true. You're
absolutely.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
My bag broke the other day taking it out. It was disgusting. Imagine like dealing with garbage every day.
Oh, my God,
I couldn't be a garbage man because I'd want to save things that I saw people throwing out. I'd be like, no. Can I come back for that later?
You know what happens? I have a friend of mine that did sanitation. A few friends of mine that have been on sanitation.
Uh-huh.
You end up that smell comes out of your pores.
Oh, I bet.
A lot of
does
these guys,
really?
When they sweat like that, it smells like... Oh,
really?
I mean, I don't know if you ever passed by a garbage truck when it has like that liquid coming out.
I was just going to say, you ever drive behind a garbage truck and it's leaking that liquid? Oh, my God. Right?
Yeah.
That is the most intense smell.
Wow.
And the guy, friends of mine would buy clothes. They'd have to keep buying clothes because
once they
wore something, it would stink like that. Their whole home would stink like that.
That was it.
I got a question for you guys real quick.
Yeah, sure.
It's a lawnmower.
No, how long do we celebrate this, or how many years before, let's say they stop doing the big, you know, traditional thing of reading the names? When is it right? Because I have a friend of mine. This is a true story. I don't know how you tell him, but he comes out with things like, hey, you know what? My grandmother would have been 137 years old today.
Right.
Dude, you can stop counting. When is it right to stop counting?
I don't really know. Honestly, I think right now it's just too fresh. And, you know, we don't know when it's going to, you know, I just don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But like I said, today's a day of 20 years, and it still feels fresh to me. Honestly, this morning I was watching the news, watching the movies, and I still I get so nervous and scared, and I was crying this morning.
You know, the mantra is never forget.
Exactly.
I have a feeling that this is going to go on for a long, long time.
Of course.
I mean, I don't know if you could put a number on it. I think
because
kids are going to be 40 years old and you know, still thinking about their father and their mother they lost.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so
okay, so then, family wise. When do you stop counting old your grandmother would have been or your great-grandmother was alive? When is that legal? When do you stop that?
Well,
104, 105?
My dad's always going to be in my heart. I celebrate it every year.
I think when it's an unrealistic age, like if someone says my father would have been 114, you're like, well, not too many people live to 114.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I mean,
exactly.
Like my dad right now would have been 90. He would have been 90 something, 96, or you know. So that's always possible. No, not quite. But either way, those numbers are possible. My mom's 91.
Yeah. That's telling somebody my dog would have been 42 years old.
Oh my gosh, Daddy. Okay, Johnny, we're out of here. Great that we love
you.
Thank
God he added some levity.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Maya.
God bless you guys.
Bye,
Johnny. Thank you.
All right, bye, Johnny.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, you know, remember Johnny. So he programmed the stage. I was going to ask him, the thing that fascinated me most is I didn't know there was a heavy Hispanic population in Boston, but I guess there is.
There is.
I didn't know that.
Hey,
you want your phone back?
Let's try to get Bogachul on, okay? I don't know if he's going to come on. Ruben would be great to get on.
Oh, where's my phone?
This is his number. But no, let's try Bogachula first. I don't know if he's going to come on because I tried texting him. I tried, you know who she called, Jeff? Surprise. Luis Jimenez.
Okay, you want another song that was banned back then?
What?
Here, this was banned. We weren't allowed to play this when I was in WLIR. Remember Because I Got High?
Really?
You know why?
Right. Why?
Because it was too upbeat and happy.
Oh, really?
This was banned, yep.
I didn't know that.
And because the whole idea of high, being up high in a building.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember the memo. iHeart, which was Clear Channel, put out a memo. This was among the songs that you couldn't play back then.
Really? I didn't know that.
Until I got high.
Yeah, because it was fun. Remember the whole attitude?
I was going to get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
This is Afro Man. We don't know who he is now.
My room is still messed up.
Wow.
And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high.
I did not know
because
that.
I got high.
Really?
Did I ever tell you the story about that song?
No, but tell me later. Let's get
to you right now.
Don't
worry, I'm dying. I'm telling you while I dial. Just calm down with the rushing me along here. What I wanted to tell you was I played that song at a block party and some guy flipped out, came up to me and screaming at me. He said, "This is a bad song for kids." And I said, "If you listen to the lyrics, in the end, the guy loses everything because they got high." So I said, "It's really not a bad song about kids." And by the way, your neighbor requested it. I pointed to this other guy who requested the song.
You know, Reese had never heard this song until you told me about it.
Really?
And then he loved it after that. He played it all the time.
He used to play it. There's Jackson.
Yes.
There's Jackson. By the way, it's our landscaper. Of course, you hear the mower outside.
I apologize.
I feel like he's mowing inside here.
I know, right?
No.
Let's even get Bogachula.
Was he part of the show back then?
I don't remember. I think
he
was.
Oh, this is awesome.
I think he was.
The only one she remembers is Louis. Obviously. It's Louis.
Yeah.
Louis, will Louis take your call?
I don't know. He didn't text me back then. He might be sleeping. I know he loves sleeping during the day. He's like a vampire.
It's 2 in the afternoon, isn't it?
I think he sleeps during the day and is awake at night.
All right, Bogachula's ignoring you, so I hang up on him.
Okay, hang up on
him. Wait.
Hello?
Wait, I thought I heard something.
Hello?
No.
Hello?
Voicemail.
Yes, you have a call in the wild, Hernandez.
Bang that up. Okay, Jeff, try to find
Luis. Why do people sound so depressed on hello,
try to go with Luis Jimenez,
hello, this is Bogachula. I'm in prison. Call me.
We're just trying to see people who's there. If, we can't get anybody, then we're just going to get out of here. But the two interviews with Tony and Johnny, oh, my God. What made me laugh more is Tony. Of course I was there.
That's great.
Oh,
that's
my
great.
God. Let's even get Luis, okay?
Yeah.
Please leave your message for...
I can't get his number out over the air, can we?
How about Ruben, Jeff? Ruben. Okay, Ruben will be the last one, then
he's
we're out of here, guys.
He's on my phone, but let's see if we have him.
So, you know what? Like you guys know, I was on the air with Luis Jimenez show that morning. What turned into a comedy show, Jeff, after the first plane hit, it turned into a news show the whole day.
Right. Did you start taking phone calls from people?
Yes, we did.
Do you remember the music stations? I remember this specifically. The music stations all went into talk mode.
Everybody did.
24 hours.
Yep.
It was like nonstop.
So did we. Because every time something happened, we were like, this just happened. The second tower just fell.
Right.
But I remember Luis was like, he was shaking. I mean, not like that, but I'm just saying, we were all like, what the hell's happening? Are we under attack?
Let's see if this is Ruben's number. This is the number I had last time.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, it's in your phone, too.
He's in Santa Domingo.
Person you are trying to reach is unavailable.
Idiot.
Where is he now?
Here,
the person
you
are trying to reach is unavailable.
I have another number for him. Let's see if this goes. Okay.
He's underground.
Jeff, so I was on the air, Jeff. You know what? So immediately when the planes hit,
yes.
You couldn't call anybody after that.
Oh, that was it.
What were you trying to do?
What was I trying to do? I was at home that morning.
Wait,
okay?
You were worried about me, right?
I was very worried about you. I was working a traffic job, but I was like I am now. Look at that. I was working from home. So
you are, huh?
Like back then and now, I currently work in my boxer shorts at night because I don't have to go anywhere. I will confess, sometimes I'm sitting there in just boxer shorts, Caroline, doing the traffic. Can you believe it?
Oh, really?
You've come in the night, middle of the night, and all I'm wearing is underwear.
Oh, that's not a Wednesday night.
But it doesn't get away. It doesn't ruin the quality of my traffic reports. But back then I was working from home.
Uh-huh.
And I remember hearing suddenly I had the TV on, and I think I had the Today Show on, and you know that was that. They showed what happened was happening, and I was freaking out trying to get a hold of you. I think you did get a hold of me early on. I think you told me something had happened.
No, I remember I spoke to you at nighttime.
I thought you talked to me.
No, because I remember you were worried about me. I remember that you reached.
I was.
Me.
I really was.
But Jeff, you know what? Like I said, it was just one of the scariest days of my entire life.
Oh my God!
And being at the hotel, Jeff, it was silent mode at a bar. Okay, silent mode.
Yeah, because
everybody
was
drinking, but everybody was also hugging and crying. You know, we were watching the big screens. Marlene and I were like uncontrollably crying, and then finally, like around I think 11 o'clock at night, my phone rang. I think it was you. Okay. And then my mother, and then my family from Nicaragua and Costa Rica, they were all trying, oh my God, we heard what happened. You guys okay? Because nobody knew if we had gotten, something happened to us? And by the way, guys, Metro traffic used to be at the World Trade Center.
Right.
So I was there when the first bombing, remember the first bombing?
Yeah, I had gone home that day. I had slept in the back and I had gone home that day.
Yeah.
But the, that was
remember
scary
that?
Enough.
But,
and
so,
that was nothing when you think about it, right?
So I was not, I
not,
was,
not, not nothing, but nothing compared to what happened.
Well, that scared Metro traffic. But can you not tell you something?
Yep.
I was not in the building.
Oh my God.
I was with my friend Eileen Marchese Cohen, who was working with Imus in the morning.
Right.
He was doing his yearly telethon, his yearly marathon across the street in the World Financial Center.
Yeah.
So that's where
right.
I was.
Yeah.
So then when we go across the street, we saw people coming out with soot in their faces. We were like, oh,
that
my
was
God.
93.
Yes, yes.
That was
yes.
1993, not to be confused with 2001.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so after that, because Metro traffic was going to move to the observation deck.
Yeah, remember that? That was the big deal because back then there were no internet. You know, the cameras you get, the traffic cameras I look at, they all come from the internet. Back then, you didn't have the idea, the whole concept of getting cameras to the internet was like foreign.
Yeah.
So
the
whole idea was they were going to mount cameras on top of the World Trade Center so we could see the East River crossings, the Brooklyn Bridge, and see the BQE.
But because of that bombing, okay. Metro traffic killed that. You know, they decided to
move.
They decided to move. We went down to Midtown because of that.
Uptown.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Uptown. You're right.
I went uptown.
Oh my God. My memory.
Well,
my
Midtown.
Horrible.
Midtown. You're right.
Yeah,
you're but you went up from where the World Trade Center, which is way downtown.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Uptown.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny and not funny, but I have not. Me and you have not been back.
No.
To the museum, reflecting. Do you want to go back?
I definitely do because they said it's a sight to see.
I say it's life-changing.
It is. And it's just the names, Jeff, and just the tower. And also in Point Lookout, they have like all these names, a wall of names.
Right, a lot of people die from there.
I've
driven down there, but I've not stopped and walked around. I remember driving downtown within the last year, and it's so unbelievable how, obviously how different it looks. You have the one tower now. It's just the whole area looks completely.
Let's try to even get our co-host Webbing on it, right?
Yeah,
he's he's enjoying the good life. He lives in Florida now, so right.
Yeah.
So he's probably in his pool somewhere. But anyway,
you're right.
He wasn't with us. I remember he was not with us. Okay, at that point because Tony was our producer. Then he left, and Webbing became our producer. So,
what was Webbing doing back then?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Let's say, because I don't think we've ever asked him. You know that?
Hmm.
Never.
Let's see if he answers the phone. He's with his lovely wife.
Webbing, the phone. Answer the phone. Get away from my butt. Answer the phone. Go ahead. Get the phone.
Hello.
Webbing, it's Carolina and Jeff. You're on the podcast. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
Webbing, so today we're just doing a short podcast remembering 9/11. Where were you? Can I ask you? Because
guys are blowing up my time right now, just the way the Twin Towers blew up on that thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Why? What are you, at the pool?
No. Actually, I'm doing some stuff for something that I'm purchasing. Major purchase.
Ooh,
major purchase. Oh,
okay.
Ooh.
But real quick. Okay.
Does it have four wheels or is it a pound of weed? What?
It's a lot.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, listen, real quick, though. Because I don't think you ever told me. Can you let us know where you were in 9/11?
Me, 9/11, I was listening to your dumbass on Barcelona de la Mañana.
So you were home then, right?
Oh.
No, I was in the car working my 9-to-5 like a regular Joe Schmo.
But where were you though? You're in New Jersey, New York.
Long Island, Bayshore.
Bayshore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So, but what were you doing that very second the first tower hit?
Sleeping, masturbating. What were you doing?
He just said he was driving.
I was sitting in the car, listening to Carolina. Listening to Carolina talking shit on Barcelona de la Mañana. Honestly, that's what I was doing.
Really?
Then Louis came on and said that the plane had hit the tower.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you know, none of us could believe it because we were like, okay, it's probably a Callista. You know that? So we were like, wow. Donnie, and how were you after that? Like after the second plane hit, then the other planes fell. I mean, were you?
Well, the thing is that I didn't know anything was major yet. So I got home and I saw the pictures and I started listening to 10-10-1s. And that's how I knew that we were under attack. And it took me about 3-4 hours to get home from Bayshore to Queens.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
But we've been you
sorry
know,
guys, I can't be extra funny because I'm like
no, that's okay. That's okay, no problem. Yeah. Anyway. But listen, we were asking everybody else, do you know someone that was part of 9/11 or perished or someone that you know someone that knows someone?
I got no fucking friends, so I don't know nobody.
Oh, okay.
There you go. At least he's honest.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, listen, we know you're busy. So you know what? Go back to your purchase. Love you. Call you later, right?
All right.
All right, guys. You got
it. Come in. All right, bye.
Anyway, listen.
Wait, I was hanging up on him and I thought Jackson was the phone.
Hey, listen, guys. So, you know, 9/11 has affected us and it's going to be it's part of history, okay? And I see all these posts on Instagram, Jeff. It's still very emotional and very raw for people. You know that?
Oh, of course it is.
It doesn't matter. It's, you know...
it doesn't matter 20 years has
exactly.
passed.
Exactly. No, it's
which
still...
Which freaks you out, of course, because you can't believe it's 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't believe it's 20 years.
But, yeah, like, I was crying this morning. I was crying, you know that? But
yeah, I watched some of the covers this morning. It was beyond sad. You know, I think back to that time and how it just changed everything. It changed the way we live. You know, these security cards you use, you don't even think about this stuff. We didn't have a Department of Homeland Security back then. I don't believe we had something that was called Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
We didn't have badges to get into to open doors necessarily. We did, but it wasn't as widespread. Mm-hmm. I remember at work they were like, you know, they gave it. I was first starting Cablevision right after the attacks. And these badges they gave us to open the doors, and they were very, very intense about always wearing your badge, definitely having your badge around your neck, always wearing it, having it displayed to show that you're someone who belongs here. It completely, you know, the same way that the same way we've had a fundamental change in our life because of other big events in the world, was a major change in the way we live.
It just changed the entire world. And I just this morning they said that Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles also you know put out declarations like saying if you guys need any help we're of service to you, you know. So but yeah,
Queen, it's 9/11. I'm not 911. I'm 111.
Anyway, listen, guys.
Sorry, I had to do anyone joke, you know?
Anyone that lost a loved one, you know, we share sadness with you because it is a sad day. And to all those heroes out there, Jeff, that died trying to save people. Okay, you know what? We salute you because.
Moment of silence for everybody. There you go. That's the way to do it.
Love you guys. We'll talk soon. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks so much. Right. Carolina Cavillo Show is a JJ production. This is Alan Jackson, a country singer. Wrote this after 9/11.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sobbed for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue? And the heroes who died just doing what they do. Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love.
Never forget.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel